Hey, you have had a cracking start to your career. Do you feel that?
Yeah, I do. Like, even just being invited on to speak with you is a little bit mind-blowing. A lot has happened in 12 months. It's incredible.
I know, right? And so I kind of want to go back to the start, because I was looking back over your sort of profile and your work, and you had your first showing with Michael Reed Studio Direct, which is now Michael Reed Northern Beaches, in August 2020. That is not long ago, right?
No, not at all.
And then you've had all these other awesome things. You've got your second solo show coming up. You were listed as an artist to watch. Like, it's just been awesome. But let's go back to the, how did you get your first show with Michael Reed?
Well, I just decided that I wanted to paint. I've always wanted to paint and have tried a few times over the years. Like, I've tried to do abstract and they were always rubbish. And it was sort of, yeah, around Easter last year, I was speaking with my sister, and we both follow a lot of artists online and we always admire them. And we were sort of having this conversation and I was like, hang on, maybe I was being a bit bolshy, but I was like, man, I could do that. I'm just going to try. So I did my first little still life painting, and I did a few more. I was just kind of home and, you know, it was the middle of lockdown. I had a little bit more free time to what I'd normally have, and I did a few. And then I decided I'm just going to start a little Instagram account and put them on there and see what happened. And I think because I've come from just recently being in a business that was very much based online, that helped me to be a bit more confident with using Instagram and being confident putting myself out there on there. Cause I think that's a pretty scary thing to do for a lot of people starting out.
Yeah.
So I did that and I posted a couple of those early still life paintings on there. And then Amber Creswell Bell, so who I think you know, Michael Reed.
Yeah, she's great.
She's wonderful. And she reached out and on Instagram and just said, hey, I'm interested in talking a little bit more about your work. And I was like, screenshot, this is a moment. And it kind of, so I've had a few moments like that where I'm like, oh my gosh, pinch yourself, this is pretty incredible. So I think,
but what is your background previously then?
So I'm a psychologist and I still work in a high school here in Canberra part-time. So I've worked in mental health for quite a while now, over a decade. So I do that as well. And then I did a little stint in a floristry business as well.
Oh, yes, yes. I saw that. Yeah, okay. Okay, so Amber Creswell Bell messages you and you're like, after you finish screaming and calling your sister, then how does it evolve from there?
So I painted for a few more months and then I sent her a bunch of the works that I've been doing and she said, yep, I'll take them all. And that was that first release in August. And that sold out, which was incredible.
I know.
And I think I got a bit spoiled by that and kind of my expectations were pretty high that was normal. I don't think it is necessarily. But, yeah, so I did a few more paintings and then another release in October and that sold pretty strongly as well. So,
yeah,
it was on the back of those two little mini releases that Amber said, all right, let's do a solo in January.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Yeah. So how was the prep for doing your solo? Because do you have to commit to a certain number of works or do they just say, how many do you think you can paint? Or like, how does it work?
Well, I had no concept then of how many I could produce in a period of time. And Amber said to me, you know, when I asked how many, she said, I'll probably aim for 15. And I was freaking out. I didn't know if I could get it done in time. And I even might've said to her, oh, like, I'm not sure if I can do this, but I'm going to try my best. And I ended up doing, I think, about 23. And then there was two that were not as strong, so we left them out. So I ended up doing that show of 21 pieces. And that was over about a 10-week period, I think I made them. So I was painting pretty hard.
Yeah, right. And so how are you drawing that inspiration for those? Because it's very different doing a full body of work for a show versus on a Sunday afternoon sitting down feeling creative and painting.
Yeah, well, I don't know how cohesive they were even as a show. And I asked Amber about that early on, like, do I need to work to a theme? Should I be sort of creating a body of work that has a message,
or something.
And she just said to me, I think it was really good because it took the pressure off completely. She just said, you just paint what you want to paint. And in the end, I don't think we even had a title for it. It was just a solo show. And she said, they are all tied together just because you made them.
Mm.
So there's that continuity of the style. So, yeah, I just painted whatever I wanted, really. I'm never short of ideas of what to make next.
Yep.